You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
All Saints Day. It's a time when we think back about all of those who have passed away, all the saints who have passed away before the day of the Lord, the day when Jesus will come back and raise all the saints, create new heavens, create a new earth, a new paradise. But until then, like we just sang about, we wait. Wait is one of three verbs I want to share with you this morning from our reading from Psalm 130. The other two are cry and hope. Cry first. Most of you, if not all of you, have lost someone you love dearly. Likely many people that you have loved dearly. So a question, have you ever been caught kind of off guard remembering them? Like a certain smell? Maybe a certain sound or a certain sight? And then there they are. People have passed that you love dearly. And then there they are. Loved ones coming flooding back to you unexpectedly. For me, I get caught off guard quite often. It's from something that I see. I get reminded of my dad. Here's a picture of him. One of the last pictures I have of him. Oh, he loved fishing, and he always wore that fishing hat. That hat my mom purchased over 50 years ago, and she purchased it to put on a pumpkin on our front porch. Well, when I do lawn work, guess what I wear now? I wear that hat. I have it here today. It's getting kind of faded, and since I wear it doing lawn work, sometimes there's a lot of sweat, and so there's some sweat rings. Fits just right, doesn't it? So when I walk by a window while I'm doing yard work, and if the light is just right, I'll be walking along and I'll look, and I get shocked into seeing my dad. Does that make sense? Yeah. Are you thinking about sometimes in your life when that happens, when you see something, smell something, find something, and there they are? And sometimes it's kind of shocking even, but it's a good type of shocking. It shocks me sometimes even to tears. Remember our verb, cry? Here's Pastor Rathke mowing the lawn, and I just walked by the window, and I remembered my dad, and I don't remember anything bad. It's the fishing. It's Husker football. It's just him being dad. And then the tears start coming, and neighbors must think, what's going on with that guy? Reminiscing. Loving and missing him more than ever. Now, just over 10 years. And I'm sure you have those moments too, caught off guard by a sound, a smell, or something you see. Missing a loved one more than ever. Doesn't seem possible, but it happens. You're not alone, brothers and sisters. You see, ever since death came into the world, because of sin, people have been missing their loved ones. Saints have cried out for mercy and grace through their suffering, crying out for their loved ones who have gone before them. Verse 1. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Have you ever really cried out to God, like from here, from your very soul, cried out to God? It's what God desires you to do. And more than this, He wants you to plead with Him for mercy, plead with Him for grace. Verses 2 to 4, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark my iniquities, my sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. Feared. Feared here means reverent awe, not dread. It's a positive word. God's forgiveness increases our sense of awe before Him. A God who is on our side, not against us. Death happens because of sin, not because of the Lord. Our merciful and gracious God forgives and creates life, not death. It's what He does. It's who He is. Our second verb, wait. We've talked about it a lot already, haven't we? Wait. Waiting is a huge challenge for us. Waiting, it seems, is never easy. But after we cry, we wait. We wait a lot in life, don't we? We wait in line at the grocery store. We wait for our favorite table or our favorite restaurant to sit at a table. We wait for babies to be born. Some of us are waiting, not me, are waiting for deer hunting season. Anybody? There we go. It's a long wait, isn't it, Brian? You're ready to roll, aren't you? Yeah. And Laura, you must have read my mind, but sometimes we wait for chocolate chip cookies to come out of the oven. But our psalmist reminds us today of the most important thing believers wait for together. The Lord. Verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in His word, I hope, my soul waits for the Lord. More than watchmen in the morning, more than watchmen in the morning. Now, the watchmen at this time were guards. And they guarded the cities, they guarded the towns at night. And they waited for the morning. Waited. As we wait for the darkness to turn to light, the darkness of this world brings death and even death to our loved ones. So we wait. We wait for the light. And it will come. The light. Light that will totally and completely overcome the darkness. But it is hard waiting. Have you ever heard of the saying, time heals all wounds? Well, that's a lie, isn't it? Death is death. But as we wait even for our own deaths, we are reminded of something today on All Saints' Day. We are not just waiting for death, we are collectively waiting for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Collectively waiting for All Saints. Saints still living. I'm looking at saints. Saints who have gone in the past, and saints that will go before us unless Jesus comes first. Life because of God's mercy. Life. Life because of God's grace, awarded to you by the blood shed on the cross by God's Son, Jesus. A hope we can be assured of. Hope, our final verb today, hope. It's why we celebrate All Saints' Day. Hope. Hope in the Lord, verses 7 and 8. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel. Redeem Israel. Because of Christ, all believers are Israel. The Apostle Paul reflects upon this redemption in his letter to the Galatians. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, having faith, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. The Israel of God is believers in Christ, my friends. That's you and that's me. It's the saints who have gone before us. It's the saints who will go after us. Now that is hope. Some of you grew up in homes where one of the dinner prayers, or when I grew up, supper prayers, was a reminder of this hope. It's mentioned in our psalm today in verse 7. For with the Lord there is steadfast love. Now that's a word that we used in our prayer. Steadfast love. And with him is plentiful redemption. Steadfast love and plentiful redemption. What the Lord gives us, so we might hope. Hope in his promises, a promise to bring all the saints to him for eternity. That's what we hope for. But more than that, it's what we believe. Believe with all of our hearts and our souls, because he lives, all saints will live forever. So we give thanks today on All Saints' Day. A thanks many of us have been giving for a long time, certainly since I can remember. Even when I was a little kid, I didn't always know what the prayers meant at supper time. But I said them anyway. It's a fitting way to conclude today. So join me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endureth forever. Come, Lord Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen.